sing again.
Inclusive, innovative and reflective society. Can you thought about like societies that people want to like live in better for everyone, and you want to like reform like any from bad stuff from any negative ideas in your like poverty and insecurity, like some people might feel insecure because of criminal activities going on and things like that, and they probably want to live in a society where there's no poverty and they feel safe and then for secure societies, freedom and security, we've written that for free from criminal activity, it's not about how, what secure society you'd want, freedom, but say someone was, imprisoned for something they didn't do, they should get that speech of freedom because they might want to be free even though they've been imprisoned.
So they might want to defend themselves,
yeah.
That sort of idea? What was that? We didn't hear it. Say that again.
Racism. It's trying to say that the society should be free of racism, criminal activity, so the people in the society feel safer than they normally are.
Absolutely. Well done, these people. Give these people a round of applause. We're done on very interesting points. And we'll go with you, though.
We need to make sure the government plans and sustains the food supply, making sure we receive some locally or worldwide for the local decrease the amount of pollution. But then the government.
Oh, that's a really. Say that one again. So that was a really. That, I thought that was.
Local is getting food locally is better than getting it worldwide because it decreases the amount of pollution because it cleans and all that.
Wow, that's a great idea, and I think a strong point.
The government could sustain the food supply by planning and making sure there's more farmers and they get a good pace that encourages others to become farmers. And to make sure they have more food, probably plan for the future.
Fair trade,
that would increase the
expenses.
Yeah, the money the farmers get so that everything's fair and the farmer is encouraging to continue.
Wow, that's really well done.
For health and demographic change and well-being, we put stuff having good immigration and the health infrastructure, having supplies of medicine. To help you get better if you're ill.
Excellent. Yeah. That was same point. Give it a few more applause.
Right. Was it in terms of sport, it's transport, which you, if you don't just do train, it's the alternative to, if you go by the train and you get stuck in, you can go by the bus instead. So, it's always really helpful. Yeah, as in the smart green.
Well, the reason why it's, smart and green because it stops pollution in the air and it's run by electric. And it's clean energy.
And then the environment, is where we live, so the place around us, the surroundings.
The climate action is what we could do to stop like climate change, and for example, like we could grow more trees to produce oxygen, like clear the polluted air to stop climate change.
Do you think we, you know, as a group, do you think we can do anything to help, you know, fight the effects of climate change?
Yeah.
What do you think? Any? Hands up if you walk to school this morning. Hands up if you came by vehicle. And of course, some people, it's difficult because some people have got to use a vehicle because you live too far away to walk quite late. You want to get here. And last but not least, a group of ideas.
So for sustainable agriculture and biofuelry, we need to track how much is everything being used and make sure that if we carry on like that, it's not going to run out or it's not going to affect everything in a bad way. So like, if you use a new house,
Fisheries around the UK, extraordinarily, you know, rich. But in a way, I've always thought it's quite fair that the rest of Europe gets fishing them. But then our fishing industry doesn't, you know, or has to compete with other because of this thing about fairness that you mentioned. It's a really really, 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 really nice thought. In the days before we were in Europe, we had a 200-mile limit around the UK where other boats weren't supposed to fish, and we don't break international law if they actually fish them.
But sometimes in different places, you can get the same thing from different places. So some people might have a similar thing, but they get the same thing from different times. So people should make sure everything is
the same. That's it. It's almost a little bit of an education that way, isn't it? Because there's food that Brits just virtually won't eat, you know, are incredible delicacies that sell for, you know, a lot of money on the continent. And what's that about? You know, in a way, our home, what the food we like, we need some education as to how good some of the stuff is that grows around us.
Most of the things that we have in Britain are like based on the continents and stuff. So if there was anything like, if England or Europe got a lot of help with all these things we need to know, would we be able to like support ourselves without
This is fantastic. That's the point there, isn't it? That's the sustainability. In situations like that, you know, if the ships, container ships, and planes stop coming, what would we do? You know, I mean, we managed in the Second World War. It's a really interesting question. Really, really interesting question. And that's wow, people are so good.
It needs to be energy that is like safe for the environment and energy that won't run out. And it has to be enough of it to power people's uses. like whenever it's needed, and it has to be cheap and easy to use.
What was the last bit? What was the last bit, did you say?
It used to be cheap.
Cheap. I think we could use less.
Any thoughts from any of you about any of that? Anything else that you'd like to add? Have you? Any thoughts that you'd like to add to anything we've just talked about? Okay, so you're what I'd like you to do now is